Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Jonathan Gray, who's really one of my favorite guests. We've had him on a number of times before. But we're going to be talking about his book, The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. And it really goes into the background of the history of the world, of the Bible. How do we know the Bible is really true? What's really going on today, this move towards the establishment of a one-world government, tracing this back to Noah, who is either the grandson or great-grandson of Noah, and of course Nimrod's plan to bring about a world government, and of course how it failed. But I'm going to let Jonathan tell you this story, because there's information here that if you analyze it carefully, there can be no question the Bible is accurate and describing exactly what it says. Jonathan Gray, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, happy to be with you, Dr. Stan.
A fascinating book. I couldn't put it down. I have to read a lot of books, but I couldn't scan this one. I had to read every word of it. It's fascinating. So you pick up the story from the very beginning, and how do we know the Bible is accurate?
Well, I call this the forbidden secret because, as you just pointed out, there is a battle going on in this world, and it's between those that are providing, the one who's providing rescue, which is our Creator, from the situation we're in, and those that want to keep us from knowing about it, and by any means, fair or foul, discredit it and stop people from accepting it. And I've called it the forbidden secret because it is the secret of eternal life, and its enemies want to keep it secret. I guess that's the strength of the reason for the title, Dr. Stan.
And of course, there is such an effort today to discredit Christianity, to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, to destroy the Christians, societies that existed in Iraq and in Egypt, basically, of course, when America goes into a country, they immediately destroy any Christian foundation. People can't understand what's going on. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Aren't we a Christian country? And well, we were a Christian country, but we've been taken over by these evil forces that have always wanted to create this world government, going all the way back to Nimrod. And I thought that was really so interesting. They've tried again and again and again to consolidate the world, but that is not in God's plan. So please pick up the story.
Well, I guess it all started with the arch enemy of the heaven who was cast out and hijacked this planet. Lucifer wanted to be like God. He wanted glory for himself. He wasn't satisfied with the division he was given. He wasn't satisfied with the wonderful love that was showered upon him. He wanted everything for himself. And when he was exiled, he made a beeline for this planet Earth, and he determined to make this his battleground. He overtook our first parents, and we sold ourselves out to him virtually, and every single one of us has fallen into line with his desires in one way or another at times. The Bible calls that sinning. If we break God's laws, we turn our back on his desires and his wish, we are sinning, we are hurting ourselves, but we're also sinning against our Lord. But not content with letting us...
All that thought, we'll be right back. Go right ahead, Jonathan.
We are we are not left alone on this, however, and not content just to let us...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Nothing. Discusses a great deal about those in his book, The Forbidden Secret, but of course one of the most significant of the prophecies was Daniel's prophecy as to when Jesus would be here on the earth. And of course, it was so accurate that the Jewish scholars actually had to change their catalog and had their chronology, they had to change their calendar so that people would not recognize the accuracy of the ancient prophecies. And they actually removed, a dozen, couple of dozen years, maybe more than that, from the Jewish calendar in an effort to discredit the Christian message. And yet, of course, if you read it carefully, there's no question. And, of course, it was known when Christ was going to come. The rabbis knew, the Pharisees knew, the Sadducees knew when he was coming. But of course, when he did come, Christ was not an earthly king. He did not lead a rebellion against the Romans as they anticipated. And after he had been killed, then they had to cover up the fact that he was the Messiah. They recognized that, so they simply changed their catalog, their calendar, so that basically there would be no evidence, no verification of the ancient prophecies. I think that is the most amazing thing.
Oh, yes, and I think we should get into that shortly. What I'd like to mention before we get there, Dr. Stan, is this, that I mentioned that Jesus Christ is the only. Now, this issue is not about a religious viewpoint, whether it be atheistic or agnostic or New Age or Hindu, Buddhist, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, or whatever. It's about facts that which were known to your ancestors and mine, an original common shared knowledge that the whole human race was given, and to which all ancient races testified. And they knew that a divine rescuer was coming to enter the human race at a specific future time to save every human being who would accept it. And in fact, there's evidence that Buddha, I've just been corresponding with a Buddhist this week, and I pointed out to them that there's evidence that Buddha had heard about this coming one from a man called Zoroaster, who actually served in Persia under the 6th century prophet Daniel. Daniel was made prime minister, and Zoroaster was there in that country at the same time. And he got to know about Daniel's prophecy. And from him, Buddha came in touch with the knowledge about Daniel's precise year prophecy concerning the coming Jesus Christ. And Buddha referred to him. And what Buddha said was this: 500 years after my death, a prophet will arise who will found his teaching upon the fountain of all the great fathers. And when that one comes, believe in him, and you shall receive incalculable blessings. Now, isn't that interesting? That even Buddha acknowledged 500 years before his time, that after his time, the promised one was coming. And he to whom Buddha looked forward is the one we're now speaking of, Jesus Christ. And sadly, Buddha's followers are missing out on this. And this person has broken the power of death, and he's doing what no other person alive or dead can do. And while the so-called deities of mythology are loaded with symbolism, Jesus Christ alone is rooted in the facts of history. And I think that's very, very important.
Because he was the only person who ever was able to die and then, of course, come back to life. And he was seen by so many people. And of course, if it wasn't true, then why did so many people, why did all of the disciples but one give their lives to push this this story of Jesus, you know? Simply, men will die for many things, but they will not die for a lie, certainly. And men will go into battle, you know, they'll fight for their friends, they'll fight for their country, but they won't intentionally die for something they don't believe in. Go right ahead.
That is true, yes. And if there's anyone listening here who thinks that there are good points in all religions, well, that's true. But all religions instruct us on how to live. But knowing how one should live is not the problem. The problem, rather, is the lack of power to do what a man knows he should. To put it rather bluntly, Dr. Stan, every religious system except one is essentially a do-it-yourself thing. Do such and such, and you'll gain favor with the higher one, and hopefully eventually achieve the ultimate. And it's a case of man seeking and struggling towards God. But I see in this a problem. You take a murderer, for example. He's committed murder, and you can't wipe that evil out by doing good things later. That you can't undo that. And the same with every other wrong each of us has done. And if we're honest about it, any works religion, you can never have assurance. Well, when do you know? When you've done enough good work. And this is where this person known as Jesus, I believe, makes the difference. It's what God has done for mankind who is seeking him. It's God reaching down to help us. It's Jesus, the Son of God, offers his power. Now, that's the word. Not just pardon, but power to live as one should. He removes the guilt, he gives cleansing, then power. And all of it so freely offered because of his love. And you might say that, in a sense, other religious systems are sets of swimming instructions for a drowning person. But Jesus is a life preserver. That's the difference. He alone not only offers assurance of rescue, but the power to attain a relationship with one's maker. And I've known people who've studied under Eastern gurus, and once they've come to know this, they've admitted, look, there's only one teacher in the world who offers to change a man's character by taking up residence inside him, Jesus. And how different that is from the ethical system of any other faith. But the greatest thing, the thing that draws me, is his great love. His love for each is just tremendous. Love for us, each of us personally. And I must testify that for a few years ago, I was violating just about every law you like to name. But now I can testify that Jesus does provide not just an example to follow, but also the power to do so. Now, that's actionable in real life right now. It works today. And it delivers us from the power of enslaving habits, and it brings about miracles of life change. It's done it for me, and I've seen it happen with lots of other people, as no doubt you have, Dr. Stan.
Yes, I certainly concur. God does work in the affairs of men. I see what the effect of what he does almost on a daily basis. But there were so many other things in the Bible, certainly that the prophecies of the great empires that would result. Certainly Daniel prophesied, and here he was living 600 years before Christ was born, and yet he prophesied the coming of the four great empires, of the first Persian Empire, the end of the Babylonian Empire, the Medes and the Persians, the Greeks and the Romans, and he named all of these things long before they came to pass. Each one was an effort to bring about a world government, and none of them succeeded. And of course, the whole idea was that none of them, there would be other efforts after that, but none of them would succeed.
Oh yes, I do believe that prophecy is perhaps the best evidence the Bible is divinely inspired. It's not man's ideas about God, it's God speaking to us. And it's the best evidence that the Bible is the most reliable source of information we can ever consult. When people try to say, what about the Sumerian texts and all these other old documents, they can't hold a candle against the Bible. And I can say that from my own investigation. Myself and my teams have gone out. I think I've led something like, in a company, something like 25 expeditions in the Bible land. And we've gone out to check out what the Bible has said about events in the past. And I can certainly testify that archaeology has not ever controverted a Bible reference. At times, the critics have said, now, this didn't happen. This is only myth. It's not true history. But now, with the resources of archaeology coming into play, we can test the Bible's claims. And I can assure anyone at all that everything that we've gone out to disprove, we have been proved wrong and the Bible has been proved right. And some of our team started off with that kind of attitude. But you just have to align it. Once you see the remains are there, that physical remains, you can see them, you can touch them. In some cases, in the case of the sulfur balls of Sodom, you can even smell them. These events did happen, and they happened precisely the way the Bible said. You can trust the Bible.
In fact, it's really so fascinating. We've taken six trips to the Holy Land, and we've been to down to Masada, which is, of course, down along the Dead Sea, and we've been there almost on every trip. But what's really so interesting is they will never take you to the remains of Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, you go there with a guide, you say, well, where's Sodom and Gomorrah? Oh, they're down there someplace, you know. But you've been there. Certainly Ron Wyatt, who I interviewed, had been there. In fact, the gentleman who's on the board this evening actually ran into a group that was going to Sodom and Gomorrah. He went there, and he attested the fact that the streets, you can still see the remains of the streets, the ashes of the buildings, and the sulfur balls. I mean, that was the most amazing thing. Why is that significant, that there's sulfur balls there in the ashes?
Well, the book of Genesis says that God rained down fire and sulfur. Brimstone is the English translation, but if you look up any dictionary, that's sulfur. Now, we've tested some of these balls. We've put lots and lots of them into our specimen bags, and sometimes, Dr. Stan, when I'm lecturing, well, actually, every time I lecture on this subject, I've got enough backup balls in my bags to use these, and every meeting I will burn one on a spoon and let the audience not only see the flame, but they'll smell them.
But, of course, they don't take the tourists there because they don't want to give you the proof that the Bible is accurate. There's a conspiracy against God, ladies and gentlemen. And six trips, nobody ever took me to Sodom and Gomorrah, and yet I know people have been there. And they have the sulfur balls, not imaginary, but real. There is a conspiracy against God. Go right ahead, Jonathan.
It's real all right. Now, we've tested these balls, so it's not imagination. We've tested them in New Zealand, we've tested them in the United States, and in Britain.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dried guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
It's interesting that that's happening in all countries, Dr. Stan. Recently, a secret government website, to which access was only given to those in the know for communication between people, was hacked, and the information came out, and it was printed in a magazine here by a friend of mine who runs a magazine. Actually, he's a very brave man, but what he revealed was astonishing. That the New Zealand Reserve Bank, which is, of course, part of the New World Order, as are the reserve banks of all countries, had given an ultimatum to the four biggest banks in New Zealand and in Australia. The Australian Reserve Bank was doing the same. And I understand this is happening in every country. Last June, they gave an ultimatum to the four leading banks here, instructing them to get ready to seize depositors' funds and to seize mortgage properties over a certain value. And they were given until September, 2 months ago, to reply to the Reserve Bank as to how they planned to implement it in the last part of next year. So they've got a date in mind, and it means that people who still have mortgage properties in New Zealand and in Australia, I think it's above 100,000 mortgage, will have their properties seized. And also deposits of that amount or larger are planned to be seized. Now, we personally checked this out. We got into the website, and there it's all in black and white.
Yeah.
There's the secret plans, the organisations going on behind the scenes.
I know. How are they going to... I mean, they're just going to take the right to the property? They're going to seize the right to the property? They're going to seize the bank accounts?
Apparently, it's possibly on a Friday night. Banks will close. Monday morning, the job is done.
And of course, that's so interesting. It's the end of 2012, which, of course, is the time which was described in Nostradamus, the Mayan calendar. But if you read the modern-day writings of the people affiliated with the New Age movement, and of course, this is the nothing new about it. It's the ancient occult organizations brought forward. We call them New Age, but they're basically Luciferian organizations. All throughout the world, they are using exactly the same time frame. They believe, of course, that the end of next year is the time when this is all coming down.
Oh, yes, I have definite plans for next year. Of course, man proposes and God disposes, and whether the Lord would allow it to happen next year, we don't know, but we know we're getting close.
And so they're just going to seize people's bank accounts, their property, and of course then that will leave most people penniless.
The idea, I think, is to leave the people in a position where they have to obey the New World Order's demands. And control, of course, will come a lot easier if they've done something like that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things you discuss in your book. And one of the most fascinating to me was the fact that there is a numerical code in the Bible. This a numerical code of seven, because we've heard of these codes with the secret messages in the Bible. But of course, when you go every tenth word or something, and then you come up with this a message. You're not really talking about that sort of thing, are you?
Well, it's very, very interesting. No, I'm not talking about secret messages so much.
No, the Bible codes they talk about. But go ahead. This is something different. I'd never heard of it before.
Yes. I call it God's fingerprint. It's a wonderful thing. As we know, there's a pattern in nature. And in this pattern, we have the gestation of animals and the incubation of birds, and a hen, for example, different birds will sit on their eggs for 14 days or 21 days or 35 days, depending upon the bird, before the egg will hatch. There's a gestation period for animals as well, and it's very, very interesting to find that the number seven goes right through nature. It's stamped upon our human body. It's as though it's the fingerprint of our Creator. Now, when we come to the Bible, we find the very same seven design that's in nature, embedded on the surface or beneath the surface of both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Now, it appears irrefutable from our investigation that the Bible and nature bear similar identification marks. You might liken that to the watermark of a certain mill that's placed upon all its pages.
Will you hold that thought, because we want to get back to this. We'll be back in just a moment with Jonathan Gray, The Invisible Code.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576, Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
This is one of the most remarkable things about this book, The Forbidden Secret. And basically, I mean, certainly we've heard, oh, well, you know, certainly the Bible is 66 books, and yes, and there's a certain continuity among it. But we know, for instance, that the Old Testament was written exactly. I mean, they were very, very exacting. I mean, you could write these long scrolls, and if you made one mistake, they'd have to throw away the whole scroll. And that's how the lineage of the Old Testament was maintained, and so they were very exacting in reproducing the New Testament as well. Now, of course, they've come along with some other interpretations, and of course you have all the modern-day translations varying back and forth, but certainly the New Testament being written certainly in Greek, why, of course, the original many of the original manuscripts, a couple of generations from those original manuscripts, are still around. We're talking about things that were, certainly go back the first 100 years after Christ was born, and some of those still exist, and they're very exacting. But it's not simply they're exacting. There's a numerical sequence there, which no human being could have created. So you pick up the story, Jonathan. To me, this is one of the most exciting things I've ever read, as you begin describing the background of this device, really by a mathematician who spent a great deal of his life tracking down this fact. What's this all about?
Well, yes, to me it's one of the most exciting discoveries also, Dr. Stan, and when I'm talking to skeptics now, I raise this, and their mouths are open, they have no answer to this. The Old Testament is composed of Hebrew originally, and the New Testament of Greek. And both languages, every letter of the alphabet also doubles as a number. This means that every letter, every word and sentence has a numerical value, which is the sum total of each letter value. Just to give an illustration which may be familiar to us, in Latin, we know that a V, if you look at some of the old clocks, a V equals a 5, X equals 10, C is 100, and so on. Except in Latin, only some letters are numbers. But in Hebrew and in Greek, it's every letter. So when you read a word or a sentence, you're simultaneously looking at a string of numbers. And you mentioned this scientist. Yes, this brings us to a discovery made by a Russian scientist, Dr. Ivan Panin. This man was one of the 10 top mathematicians of his day. And he taught in universities. He knew up to 14 languages, and he loved playing with numbers. Well, one day in 1882, Panin found himself experimenting, and knowing Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek, he began reading the Bible in its original languages. And his experiment was this. He replaced the letters in the Bible with their corresponding numbers. And suddenly, his excitement began to swell up. Now, his trained mind was seeing a mathematical pattern as he looked at it. So he kept experimenting, and after a few hours, he was totally amazed. The passages he had studied revealed unmistakable evidence of an elaborate numerical design. Now, this was far beyond chance, far beyond human ability to construct, and so what he had discovered was this, that on the surface there runs a message in everyday words, just as in any book, but the substructure of individual letters spells out a complex mathematical code, and it's all based on an interlocking pattern of seven. Perhaps we could give an example of this. Let's take the first verse in the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, there are actually dimensions in this creation record which go well beyond the surface story. But just let's notice a few here. The sentence contains exactly seven Hebrew words. These comprise exactly 28 letters, that's 4 times 7. You just look at the three nouns, God, heaven and earth. You have a total numeric value of exactly 777. You take the first three Hebrew words, which contain the subject, and these have exactly 14 letters, 2 times 7. And just keep on taking all the different combinations that you've got in those first seven words of the Bible. The fourth and fifth words have seven letters. The fifth and sixth words have seven letters. The Hebrew words for the two objects, the heavens and the earth, each have exactly seven letters. You take the numerical value of the first and the middle and the last letters. You've got 19 times 7 letters. You take the numerical value of the first and last letters of all the 7 words, and you've got 199 times 7. You could take the value of the first and last letters of the sentence, and you've got 71 times 7. Or you could take the value of the first and last letters between, and you've got 128 times 7. Or you take the last letters of the first and last words and you've got a numeric value of 70 times 7. Actually, I can just keep going on this. There are more than 30 different numeric features of 7 in this first simple sentence of the Bible. And these 7 Hebrew words were so chosen and arranged that the number 7 is literally woven into them in every possible way. And yet, these are concealed. So you've got to search for them. But they're there. All you've got to do is know the numerical value of each letter, of each number of the alphabet, and what it is for the letter.
Of course, we can't do that because we're not reading it in Hebrew. We wouldn't know what we're reading if we were reading it in Hebrew. But in the original Hebrew text, because each letter had a numerical value, why it is there. And suddenly, this was the first person. Remember, we're talking about the latter part of the 1800s, anybody had ever looked at it from this point of view. And so here's this mathematician looking at it and pointing out, of course, that everything is certainly a multiple of sevens, or is a seven or a multiple of sevens. Go ahead.
Oh, it's so incredible, Dr. Stan. And that's just the first sentence in the Bible, so somebody might ask, well, what about the rest of the book of Genesis? Yes, the entire book of Genesis is signatured in every conceivable way with the number seven. Now, it shouldn't surprise us then to discover that it also comprises the exact number of letters, just 78,064 Hebrew letters in the book of Genesis. Now, when you put those down in front of you with the eye, and I've done this in the book so anyone can check up on it, you've got 777 00, which is 100 times, this is letters in the book of Genesis, 100 times 777 plus 7 times 7 times 7 plus 7 plus 7 plus 7. That makes up the number of letters in the book of Genesis. Now, can you imagine a design of sevens more perfect than that? But here's the crunch. Every paragraph, every passage, and every book in the whole Bible is constructed on the same astonishing way. Not just the Old Testament, but the New Testament as well.
Now, why do we never hear this? Certainly, I've read many books on the Bible. I have never heard of this before.
I think it's about time we started letting the world know about this, Dr. Stan. It's, to me, one of the greatest proofs that this is not a human-constructed book. This is a book whose very construction was overseen by the Holy Spirit.
And I think, of course, if you wanted to conceal that fact, you would conceal certainly this numerical sequence that's there. And there is a conspiracy against God. There's an organized effort in our public education here in the United States to not allow mention of God or prayer or the Ten Commandments or a morality or right or wrong or discipline. Our educational system is being used to destroy our belief in God. And certainly, why? Because, of course, if those people who believe in God, they will not be susceptible to Lucifer's calling. We see this whole degeneracy. We see so many things today in the pedophilia, and we see this, and believe me, that what's going on in Penn State is simply a microcosm of things that are going on at every level of our government, at every level of our society. But this is an effort to destroy certainty of society and bring people into Lucifer's kingdom. The last thing you want to do is be able to come up with valid proof that the Bible is accurate. And this is the most incredible thing. I mean, I read that, what you've written, and I read it through several times. There is no way that this could have happened just by happenstance.
There is no way that those men could have written their books and got that to happen. We can discover that there's a deliberate structuring here which is far beyond human possibility to invent. Now, I know of scholars who have set out, who knew about Panin's discovery, and they set out to accomplish a similar thing, and they admit that after struggling for days, their efforts were in vain, without reducing the passage to a meaningless jumble. Now here, Dr. Stan, we've got something that's scientifically testable. Anyone can try it out for themselves if they've got the Hebrew alphabet in front of them and the Hebrew Bible, but I can assure anyone that repeated scientific mathematical demonstrations do prove that humans can't replicate it. And if anyone wants actionable proof in real life, then here it is. Now, what about other books? That's a good question. This interlocking numeric phenomenon is found in no other literature. Now, how do I know this? Because there are people who spent ages trying to find such numerics in the Greek classics, for example. You might take Homer's Iliad and others, or the Septuagint, which was the Greek translation of the Old Testament, or the Apocrypha, or the Quran, or other words, but they've proven unsuccessful. Now, there are other books people put in front of me sometimes, and they say, what about the book of Enoch? What about the book of Jasher? And so on. Now, it is true that Bible writers did sometimes refer to non-canonical books. Paul, for example, when he was speaking to the Greeks on Mars Hill, he spoke to them in a language they would understand. He spoke to them of writers that they respected who were pagans, but nevertheless, occasionally they made some good statements, and he would pull out those good statements and put them in front of their eyes and say, now, your own poet says that in him we move and have our being. This is the unknown God that you're speaking of. I'm the cult come to reveal this God to you. So he would quote a non-biblical writer. And Jasher and Enoch are both quoted, but these are not canonical books. And they were not written by the book of Enoch was not written by the biblical Enoch, but not the one we have today. But evidently there was an original book. It's not the one we've got today. Now, none of these books that we have today that we can check up on do have that numerical factor, and that's something which is interesting. It places the biblical writings of the Old Testament and the New Testament in a class of their own. And no other kind of work of man can hold a candle to them.
Well, of course, then what you realize as you read this is not the work of man. So you see the finger of God involved in this and certainly dictating these books to the man who recorded the message. And that is why I think that we can depend upon the validity of the scriptures. Because certainly as you look and see today and you see the fulfillment of prophecies that are taking place, you see the children returning to the Israel, the children of Israel returning to the Holy Land. I mean, the Hittites didn't return to the land. The Edomites didn't return to the land. The Philistines didn't return to the land. But the children of Israel did. And, we can give all sorts of reasons and explanations for it, or man's explanation. But was God behind what has happened? The reconstitution of the state of Israel almost 2,000 years after the dispersal of the Jews, after the destruction of Israel there in 70 AD. And suddenly, there's so many things going on today. Right now, the major force behind everything going on is this drive to a world government. And yet, this is all prophesied that these things would be happening just exactly as they are today. We're told there'd be an explosion of knowledge. That time would come you'd never be able to buy or sell. Yes, you wore the mark of the beast to be known by the number of his name. And yet, no time in history have we ever had the computers, the ability to limit buying and selling, certainly without a number, without a credit card, without the computerized identity that we have. We're seeing, I believe, today, the fulfillment of prophecy. The average individual can't see it because he doesn't believe in prophecy, because he doesn't believe in the Bible, because there's been an organized effort to destroy our faith. But go right ahead, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. Now, there are lots of features that we won't have time to go into the others, but there's lots of cross features which indicate we've got the right number of books in the Bible too, Dr. Stan. I could refer to a certain Bible concordance. Concordance is something that indexes every word in the Bible. And it listed what were thought to be all of the Bible references to the word Moses. It catalogued that name as appearing 846 times. But according to our numeric discovery, that had to be wrong, because 846 does not divide evenly by 7, but 847 does. So could the concordance be an error? Had it omitted one reference? And the answer is yes. Those scholarly gentlemen who prepared that wonderful index had overlooked one reference, and that was in the book of Hebrews. And that error was detected by applying this numerical design occurring in the sacred Bible text. So every paragraph, every passage, every book constructed in the same amazing way. Now, I had somebody ask me some time ago, now the Bible's only got 66 books. Does that mean that some books, I mean, if the seventh thing is does this mean that something is missing and have we lost some of the books? Well, that's a fair question. The truth is this, that the original Hebrew Bible had 22 books in it. Today we've broken up some of those books and made them into 39, but it's still the same content. Nothing has changed. It's simply a matter of several books combined originally, and they're separated now. But if you take the 22 as it was originally given, and then and as certified by Ezra, who's mentioned in the Bible, and then you take the 27 New Testament, add the 22 and the 27, what have you got? You've got 49. That's 7 times 7. So it's perfect.
Yeah, really, ladies and gentlemen, the book, The Forbidden Secret, we do carry. We think it's an important book, and we'll tell you at the end of the program how you can get this book. You will truly be amazed. Well, Jonathan, we've got just 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. The hour is gone, so...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protection of thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
The things that you need to know that not only to convince you but to convince anyone else that the Bible is simply not written by men or man but is written by God, and there are things in the Bible that you cannot explain simply by chance. So if you'd like to get a copy of The Forbidden Secret, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, I will announce that Today, for the first time, we're offering a 4-CD set of previous interviews with Jonathan Gray. It's called The Secret Knowledge. That's The Secret Knowledge. We're also announcing a new 4-CD set of my interviews with John Loftus, who had a security clearance of 3 levels above top secret when he worked for the Justice Department. His job was to track down the people were involved in the Holocaust and the murder of the Jews, and basically as he was working for one division of the Justice Department, another division of the Justice Department was actually helping the Jews, was concealing the people who killed the Jews, was actually bringing them to New Jersey where they were given plush government jobs and allowed to live out the remainder of their lives in New Jersey. The 4-CD set of my interviews with John Loftus and going into the background of how very powerful men in America and American corporations financed the Nazis all during the Second World War. The 4-CD set is called The War Against the Jews. So it's in the 4 CDs of my interviews with Jonathan Gray. That is The Secret Knowledge, the other is, of course, The War Against the Jews, both available by calling 1-800-544-8927, the 5 CDs of the seminar that we put on, the 4 talks and then the panel at the end, each one about an hour and a half. They're available together by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There is a conspiracy against God. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to read it. And if you can't afford it, go to our website, readyliberty.com, scroll down to the section on videos and scroll down there. It's the first video there. It's a 2-hour talk we gave, sometime in the, I guess, late 1990s. But it's available there for nothing, and we invite you to watch it and to copy it and to get it out. But I think the book really will help you. It has all the documentation, all the quotations that you need to understand what is really going on in the world today. And what is really going on is the fact that a small group of people have seized control of our government. They are subversives. They're traitors. They are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about the prophesied one world government and to install the new one world ruler. And of course, they want to establish a new world religion. And this has been going on for thousands of years, but we're living at an exciting time as these things are coming to pass. The book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you could also get my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses that go with that. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day. At our website, RadioLiberty.com, you can access it with an iPod and an iPhone or a BlackBerry, and then please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Richard Gerock, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, and we're going to be talking, of course, about what's going on up in Siskiyou County, there in the Klamath River Basin, and certainly this effort to take out the dams, and the effort, of course, to destroy the agriculture of that region, which has been there for well over 50 years, probably much longer, to destroy the fishing, the lumbering, the gold mining, to take away the ability of the people to make a living there, to destroy the hydroelectric facilities, destroy the fishing. And, of course, you ask yourself, why would anybody want to do that? Why, there are people who want to destroy rural America. And, of course, with us is Dr. Richard Gerock. Dr. Gerock, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, I'm glad to be on here and be able to express some views.
Well, please do express your views. Now, we also have on the other line Kirk McKenzie, of course, has been working up in your area with this effort to try to preserve rural America. Kirk, how are you doing?
Good evening, just fine.
Okay, fine. Well, Dr. Gerock, of course, you've actually worked within the this whole area of science, and would you like to give us a little of your background? What your field of expertise is, and what you see happening up there, and the insanity that's taking place?
I'm Dr. Richard Gerock. I've lived on the Klamath River for the last 25 years on a historic bar named Woodrat Bar. I hold degrees in biology, chemistry, and a doctorate in the healing arts. At the present time, I'm science consultant to the Siskiyou County Water Users Association. In the 80s, because of the spotted owl listing, the logging industry collapsed with 5 mills closing and hundreds of jobs being lost. Then they listed the coho salmon, attempted to violate the Magnuson-Stevens Act and a Sustainable Fisheries Act by changing the definition of essential fish habitat to the Endangered Species Act critical habitat definition. Critical habitat can extend the government control up to a mile or more from the banks of rivers on private property, whereas essential fish habitat is water and substrate only. By coming to spokesmen for Idaho, Washington, Oregon, and California state grangers, representing over 1 million voters, we defeated this move by NOAA, National Marine Fisheries, and Fishery Management Councils by threatening them with individual lawsuits. Then I put together a delisting petition for coho salmon, as the listing was caused by National Marine Fisheries no longer counting hatchery fish. The Grange enlisted Pacific Legal Foundation, and the court agreed, as all biological data claimed no genetic difference, and the judge ruled that not counting hatchery fish was unlawful, arbitrary, and capricious. However, in 2006, an appeals court overturned the ruling, resulted in the relisting of the coho salmon. In 2006, also based on the lawsuit filed by the corrupt tribe, all dredge miners were removed from the Klamath River, and the effect in Siskiyou County was the loss of many jobs, multiple businesses going out of commission, and without the usual annual mining enthusiasts. This was done even after a Corps of Engineers report stated that 4-inch dredges actually help spawning beds. It's ironic that this entire process of dam removal is based on a fish that is listed as endangered that is not even native to the river.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Richard Gerock. Richard, go right ahead, please.
Okay.
There's no provision in the Federal Endangered Species Act to list a non-native species. There's not one historical document that alludes to the presence of the coho salmon in the Klamath River prior to the plantings in 1895. The Karuk and Shasta tribes that have lived on the river for centuries have stated that the coho were never native to the river. An expert panel reviewed all the data accumulated by Fish and Game and determined that the coho salmon in the Klamath River were from Cascadia auriga plantings in the 1960s. This makes the entire reason for removing these four hydroelectric dams that supply over 70,000 homes in Northern California and Southern Oregon unlawful, arbitrary, and capricious. National Marine Fisheries claims that statements made in 1931 by fish biologists, 36 years after they were planted in the Klamath, are proof that the coho were native. I doubt that any court in the land would uphold their ridiculous proof. You may wonder why they listed the coho in the first place. From 1970 until 2009, the number of coho salmon returning to the Klamath River was severely reduced due to a historic rise in temperature of the Pacific Ocean, driving these cold water fish north into Alaskan waters. When you consider that in 1970, 40% of all coho were taken in Alaska, and in 2010, 94% were taken in Alaska. Not only did the ocean temperature drive these fish north, but the total number of coho taken on the Pacific Northwest remained the same at 17,000 metric tons. You might ask what could have caused the increase in temperature of the ocean. When you compare graphs of the rising ocean temperatures with the activity in the Pacific Ring of Fire volcanoes, you'll see that they overlay each other. Not only that, but according to NASA, the heat content of the Pacific since 1970 graph also overlays the temperature graph. Since 1970, we are experiencing a planetary cycle of ocean warming, driving these cold water fish north. The 1993 NASA Marine Fisheries Oceanic Report states that the El Nino of 1983 to 1985 was responsible for devastating the coho salmon population off the coast of California by driving them north into Alaskan waters. Dr. John Palmisano, formerly a marine mammal biologist for National...
Hold that thought, hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Well, yes. This is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Tirak is simply pointing out that it was the heating of the ocean having to do with, of course, the volcanic activity and this rim of fire surrounding the Pacific Ocean, that really, by raising the temperature of the ocean, it had driven these cold water fish, the coho, which had been originally planted in the Klamath River, but now it was driving them up into the Alaskan area. So they were leaving the area because they didn't like the warm water. Go right ahead, Dr. Tirak.
Yeah, basically, Dr. John Palmisano, who was a marine mammal biologist for National Marine Fisheries Service in Juneau, Alaska, and teaching fisheries and biology at the University of Washington, he said coastal waters from Mexico all the way to Alaska have gradually warmed since the climate shift of the 70s and the subsequent periodic effects of El Nino. It's estimated that 40 to 80% of estuarine habitat along the Pacific has been diminished or destroyed. It is clearly not the perceived mismanagement of inland streams and rivers that have caused the recent degradation of salmon populations. It's clear from data gathered by National Marine Fisheries and NOAA that the coho salmon reduction was predicted in the 70s, and they utilized this knowledge to give them an excuse to list salmon as endangered, to propose removal of dams without claiming it was for the United Nations Agenda 21.
Well, but basically, this is all part of another agenda, and the salmon are simply being used to justify what they want to do, and that is tear out the dams that what they want to simply undermine the economy of rural areas. They want to drive the people out of the rural areas. Don't you really think this is what it's really all about?
Oh, absolutely. It's not about the fish at all. In fact, the entire pre-knowledge of declining salmon in California, Oregon, and Washington was utilized in a conspiratorial excuse for removing the dams.
They're doing this all across America. I mean, Sydney, they plan to remove about 4,000 dams now. I know they've removed several hundred. Do you have any idea how many dams they've actually removed so far, Dr. Jarek, across
America? No, I'm afraid I don't have the number, but it's a lot more than I would have hoped for.
Right.
And you're right.
And this is part of something called Agenda 21. Well, this is the agenda for the 21st century, a United Nations program to lower living standards throughout the first world nations. But you go right ahead, Dr. Jarek, and let's complete your analysis of what's going on up there, and then we'll just get more into the real agenda, the agenda behind Agenda 21. But to go right ahead with the discussion of the salmon.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, the reality is that in 2002, there was serious fish kill on the lower Klamath River, and they blamed the reservoirs on them. Well, in 2009, we had the CDC here, and they evaluated them and found them to be non-toxic. What they don't realize is that according to USGS, the safest, cleanest, and most renewable energy source on the planet is hydroelectric. There was a time when hydropower was 40% of this nation's energy supply, and today it's less than 10% due to the Agenda 21 and radical environmentalists. You realize that in 1950, the total metric tonnage of salmon taken in the Pacific Northwest was 149,000 metric tons, and in 2007, the take was 403,000 metric tons. That amounts to almost a 300% increase due to dams cleaning the river waters and hatchery, indicating that man's involvement in this endeavor has been a very positive effect for commercial fisheries. You know, if you consider what would happen if they removed these dams, before the dams in place, the Klamath River would revert to swamps and marshes in the late summer and fall, destroying the fall run of salmon that is now the largest run. The expert panel in 2010 stated that the sludge from the dams that would go downriver could harm salmon runs for up to 50 years, and they felt the coho salmon were on the verge of becoming extinct. The environmentalists claimed that there were millions of salmon in the Klamath before the dam. However, a 1931 report by California Fish and Game Commission reported that in 1913, the total number of salmon was 38,000. 5 years after the dams were in place, that number rose to over 65,000, possibly due to the detritus setting out in the reservoirs, supplying cleaner water, inducing more salmon to spawn in the Klamath. Now, what can we do to stop this disaster from ruining agriculture, property values, recreational opportunities, and the water supply to the city of Wairika? They haven't even addressed that in the environmental impact statement. It turns out that the city of Wairika's water supply is a large pipe coming from a small stream that goes directly underneath the Iron Gate Reservoir. They have openly admitted that if the dam is removed, that pipe would probably be destroyed. But they've made no provision for fixing it or putting a bypass in for the city of Wairika. This is horrible. Based on the prior research of the Siskiyou County water users, we filed a formal delisting petition of coho salmon. Should we prevail, the entire premise for removing these dams will vanish. Our first attempt was denied as we did not have the document from the Kurok tribe and their quoting biologists. Now, we have refiled, and this now includes the entire minutes from the Kurok Council meeting stating that the salmon, these coho salmon, were never in this river, and why should they bring them back? What does this ultimately mean to rural America? The intent is to force us all into cities, destroy agriculture, cattle ranching, mining, logging, and a plethora of other adversities to force us into being dependent on the government for sustenance and health care. Sounds like pure socialism, but the Soviets have proved does not work. We must find a way to get back to the Constitution and the rights of the people. Well, How can we stop this travesty happening in rural America? We must get this information out to all of America and get the support of people who can contact their legislators and tell them that the Green Movement will destroy our country and our freedom. The Constitution that many died for is being violated by our government and environmental radicals. Now, as we look at this entire picture, we see dams being removed constantly. I don't know if you're familiar, but the Rogue River in Oregon, in southern Oregon, they took out two dams in the last 2 years. One was called the Savage Rapids Dam, and the other one was the Gold Ray Dam. Well, 3 years ago, in the hospitals located in Grants Pass, which they get their water supply from the Rogue River, they had incidences of a particular type of intestinal cancer that rated only 17% of the total cancers in their area. Since the dams have been removed, that number has gone up to 43% because there's chromium-6 in their water supply now. As you might recall, way back when the lawsuit up against the Pacific Gas and Electric, people were becoming nailed down with tumors after tumors based on chromium-6 deposits being in the water coming from the PG&E plant.
Well, now, basically, why was the PG&E plant putting out chromium-6, and why did taking the dams out increase the level of chromium-6?
Well, because the chromium-6 was deposited in the sludge behind the dams that have been there for many, many decades. And by removing the dams and allowing that sludge to go running down into the river, it now became a part of the water supply itself. Not only that, but the spawning beds for salmon that were clean and present in the Rogue River have now been inundated with a black magnetic material that is covering the spawning beds. This is all.
What did PG&E though have to do with the
Originally, this was the Brombeck case that was so famous some decades back. What the problem was is that they used chromium-6 in their plant at some point in the processing for creating their electrical power.
Okay, fine.
And it was being dumped into the water supply.
Was this in the transformers or something like that, or what?
Something of that nature, correct.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, this has had a dramatic effect in killing human beings and producing this. And this is well verified, and yet the average American isn't understanding the unintended consequences of taking the dams out. But first of all, it's illogical because we need the electric power. The problem is people don't understand the purpose of Agenda 21. The purpose of Agenda 1 is to destroy the infrastructure of our society, to limit our access to electricity, to limit our access to water, to limit our access fossil fuels and the use of fossil fuels, to get us out of our cars, and of course, as Dr. Jirak says, to get us into the cities where we can be monitored and controlled. And people say that's crazy talk. Who would want to do that? Well, of course, I believe there's a ruling elite out there. We talk about them all the time. This is their program. A lot of this started with the Club of Rome over in Europe, spread here to their counterparts in the United States. This is well organized. It's well financed. They control the major media outlets. And the reason that you don't hear the sort of things through the radio media that you hear here at Radio Liberty is because of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think, and this is why we put together certainly networks where our programs are heard all across America. And these programs are heard on the East Coast, it's heard on the West Coast, it's heard throughout the world. And so basically, our guest is Dr. Richard Gearock, an excellent presentation on the disaster which is about to befall the tragic people who live up in the Klamath Basin, good Americans who used to love America.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Not interested in the fish because they know this could destroy their spawning grounds. They're interested in utilizing this to destroy this region of our country. Would that be a fair appraisal? Because otherwise it really doesn't make sense. But there is an agenda. You refer to it as Agenda 21, put forward by people who have a different vision of America. And they really believe, of course, we need to get people out of the wilderness areas into cities where they can be controlled and watch their activities and their movements can be controlled and certainly every aspect of human endeavor, at least those people who continue living, will be restricted because population control is a very important part of Agenda 21. Would you like to comment on those views, Dr. Jarek?
Yeah, well, basically, as we look at the Agenda 21 protocols, we believe that Siskiyou County and Southern Oregon, Jackson County, have been, quote, designated as their primary test case. They keep putting in wilderness areas, areas that we cannot go into the woods. They're closing our roads that normally we should have access into it. Actually, we had a panel of 8 sheriffs representing 6 counties in California and 2 in Southern Oregon, and they indicated that they will not cite individuals going on closed roads in federal lands anymore. That is ridiculous. Plus, closure of roads hampers their efforts in a search and rescue missions. So this is totally ridiculous. In fact, they're looking to go ahead and designate another monument area, which will be just about 10 miles down from my property and all the way down for another 40 miles along the river itself.
Well, I think people have to understand that there is an agenda. There are evil and wicked people, in my estimation, who want to do an end run around the Constitution, which, of course, limits the ability of the federal government to come into a community and tell them what they're going to do. And you can get that phrase, end run around the Constitution, from an article written by Richard Gardner, Rhodes Scholar, elitist, Sydney. It was written, I believe, in April of 1974 in Foreign Affairs magazine. We talked about how the Constitution, terrible thing, it was got in the way of their agendas. We need to do an end run around it. Of course, Agenda 21 is a vehicle for doing that. Kirk McKenzie, do you have a comment on any of the things that have been said so far?
Well, I'll just pick up on that point. I totally agree with you. I think most Americans really need to wake up to the fact that, hey, Middle East isn't who hates American prosperity and is a danger to us. It's not. It's the United Nations Agenda 21 and behind them the international bankers. And they're going directly for the prosperity of this nation by attacking every form of energy. They want us to deindustrialize and use less and have less travel and less freedom. By going after our food and our water, they're basically, again, going after our prosperity, they're going after our jobs, they're going after our economy. They are intent. I don't think the green part of it really matters to them. I think it's just a vehicle to destroy our national prosperity and make us a dependent nation. I do want to underscore, Dr. Jurek is doing a phenomenal job. I want to underscore a couple of points that he made and kind of simplify them here first. So first off, understand that this fish, there is no document evidence that the coho salmon is native to this area. None. Zero. The only written evidence is that they were planted for the first time in 1895. Secondarily, in terms of this ocean warming effect, I want to underscore a point being made here. In the catch, which has now increased, when he's talking about catch, he's talking about all salmon, not just coho, but principally king salmon, which is really the major one that we think of when we have salmon, we eat salmon. The total catch out in the ocean has gone up between 2 to 3 times. But what's happened is that whereas 20% of that catch used to be off of California, Oregon, Washington, now it's only 3%. And all of that fishing has gone up to the Gulf of Alaska. So the problem is that we have a lot of fishermen outside of the Pacific Northwest that are obviously yelling foul here and saying things are going down, but the point that I think Dr. Jurek has made and is able to prove is that it's not something that's happening because of anything the farmers are doing or anything that the dams have anything to do with. It's simply the fact that the water is getting warmer and the fish don't like warm water. So these are extremely important points in this thing to be made, and I would say to your audience, for those who would like to watch Dr. Jurek talk about this, just go to the website defendruralamerica.com and watch the documentary film.
And I think this information is so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. You must understand they're using the coho salmon for a political agenda, and they're lying about it. And they're using the courts, and they're doing an end run around because the Constitution, because they want to control people. That's what it's about. We're not going to take calls right at the present time. We want to go to Dr. Jurek. I'll complete his presentation. We'll be back in just a moment. Dr. Jurek, you go right ahead, because I think your information is fascinating. Much of this I hadn't heard before, so please go right ahead.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead just for a moment and back up to the spotted owl. They listed it as endangered. And in 2002, the United Fish vehicle with a green outfit that he's wearing, and you pay him a certain amount to take you in, and if you take a picture, it's $100. You know, stuff like that. It's really absurd.
But of course, really, at 10 to 21, the large segments of the country, you won't even be able to go into. There'll be wilderness areas. You'll only be able to go into the transitional areas. But won't there be areas that are completely closed off? And where, of course, the deer and the antelope and the bears and the mountain lions and the wolves can inhabit those areas. In fact, we're getting more and more of mountain lions into the civilian area, into the area where the people are living. And these are dangerous animals, and yet you can't shoot them because they have for special protection. It's all right for them to come in and kill our children or small animals, but we are not to be allowed to protect ourselves because these are endangered species, and they have protection, but there's no protection for the people. This is madness.
Absolutely. Total insanity is what it is. You know, in Southern Oregon, they just released an announcement. They're going to introduce 1,200 wolves, wild wolves, into that area. And the farmers are saying, are they going to pay them for the cattle that they kill?
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Dr. Garrett Jarek will be back in a moment. And certainly Dr. Jarek is just talking about how they're going to be releasing. How many wolves are going to be releasing now into Southern Oregon?
1,200.
1,200 wolves. I think what we ought to do is pack them up and send them back to Washington, D.C., and let them start roaming around the Capitol there. They'd probably feel very much at home with some of the politicians.
Sounds absolutely right to me.
Okay. Well, anyway, of course, so this whole thing, it's very obvious, this has nothing to do with the spotted owl or the coho fish. There is an agenda, and it is an anti-human agenda. They certainly want to get the people off the land, and they want to force them into sustainable communities. That's what they talk about, sustainable communities or smart communities. We're going to have smart meters. We're going to have smart appliances. We're going to have smart growth. We're going to have smart grid. Yeah, we're smart living and smart communities. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about surveillance and control. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Dr. Jarek, of course, or for our good friend Kirk McKenzie, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And of course, to a lot of people, they're living in cities. That isn't my problem. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is your problem. Because, first of all, they're coming for the people up in Siskiyou County in Southern Oregon. But before long, they're going to come for everybody, because this is part of this whole idea of freedom. And if they can take away the rights and the property rights and the freedom of the people who live in the Klamath Basin, they can take the property rights away from everybody in this country. And it means our Constitution has lost its meaning. Dr. Jarek, you go right ahead.
Well, one of the things that is really ludicrous is that, believe it or not, on this particular listing of endangered of coho salmon was done by the state of California. Now, under the Dormant Commerce Clause, this river falls strictly under the federal guideline. And under the original Dormant Commerce Clause, the states could do whatever they damn well wanted as far as saying they were endangered or whatever, but they could not do one thing to help make it better. One case in 1970 by a small town in the Midwest got permission to go ahead and make changes on a river that was supposedly under the Dormant Commerce Clause. That was the opening heralding note for allowing California to list it and want to do all of these terrible things. And the other part that's even more ludicrous is that National Marine Fisheries Service only has the coho listed as threatened, which means no action whatsoever on the river. However, we have here U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Department of the Interior, National Marine Fisheries Service, State of California Fish and Game. Well, the Department of the Interior is absolutely not could be involved in this issue. These are saltwater fish, and the Department of Interior is only supposed to cover freshwater species. The Department of Commerce claims all rights to saltwater fish. So the only people that should be involved in this activity is California and National Marine Fisheries Service, which is under NOAA in the Department of Commerce. But yet, the one man who's going to make the final decision on removing these dams is Ken Salazar, the Department of Interior Secretary.
Well, you know, certainly I was listening to a speech given by Congressman Ron Paul the other day, and he was just saying that if he became president, well, the first thing he would do would be to do away with a number of government departments. Housing and Urban Development, Department of the Interior, Department of the Commerce, Department of Energy, Department of Education. Of course, that's where Rick Perry got into problems. He forgot about he was going to do away with three departments. He couldn't remember what two of them were, but boy, he was sure against them. But the Department of Commerce, the Department of the Interior, these, of course, are federal departments that are exceeding their authority. There are really the bureaucrats there who are carrying out Agenda 21, which in my estimation is a subversive program. It's a United Nations program. So why are they carrying out this United Nations program? It has nothing to do with it. It violates our Constitution. It has nothing to do with America, because there is an international agenda. It's called Agenda 21. And the fact that most Americans have never heard of it is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Go right ahead with Dr. Jarek.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, this entire Agenda 21 protocol is being done in such a sneaky manner, using lies, bad data, whatever they have to do to go ahead and claim that what they're doing is for the good of some fish, bird, or mammal. And this is an absurdity. We are at the top of the food chain in this particular point in the history of this planet. And you realize that 98% of all species that ever lived on this planet have gone extinct. So it's not our fault they go extinct. That's just the natural order of things. And we continue to fight them and fight them. Our only hope is that if we can get this delisting petition to go through. We did file one back in 2000, and we won on that one. If we win on this one, this whole charade goes away again.
Well, basically, are you going into the federal courts with this? What about taking this case to the Supreme Court, the one that you initially won, and then they appealed it? Is there any way this can go to the Supreme Court?
Well, the problem is funding. We don't have the funds to do that kind. In fact, our original win that got all of the coho salmon delisted in California and Oregon were because Pacific Legal Foundation came in and took up our banner and fought it for us.
Right.
And at this point in time, they are not willing at this moment to jump back in on this and try to fight the government. I mean, the ridiculous aspect of this is that they call the stakeholders that have formed this Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement, they call them stakeholders. You know what the stakeholders are? They are NGOs, environmental NGOs and Indian tribes. I always thought a stakeholder was a person that lived in the area and truly had a stake in what was going on. Not so. This was formed by outside environmental NGO groups.
And this is really, these are fabulously well-funded groups, funded by the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the great tax-exempt foundations that are interested in actually forcing people off their land, that are pushing Agenda 21, and they're doing it with tax-exempt money for political purposes because, of course, they have a loyalty. They actually are dedicated to this concept of limiting the power of the people and massively expanding control over the lives of the people. And right now we've got Susan calling from Santa Cruz. So let's go to Susan. Susan, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. I just wanted to mention that Freedom Forum had Dr. Mary Winfrey speaking about the the salmon on the Central Valley Farm water situation. And in her research, she found out that the decline in the number of salmon was due to a virus that came from Russia and over to the Alaskan fisheries and then went down the coast through California. I think this took from 2008, went through California and down to South America and ended up in Chile in 2010. And then the virus burned through the population, and then the population started to return to normal after that.
Do you have a comment on that at all, Dr. Jarek?
I am familiar with that report, and according to the Alaskan fisheries, they indicated that they found two fish that were infected with this particular virus. And yes, there is some indication that they were here for a while. However, the actual numbers of total salmon have never declined in the Pacific Northwest as a result of this viral infection. Okay. They did go ahead and come in, and they worked their way out. And like I say, in numbers are well over 400,000 fish metric tons a year now, when back in the 50s, it was only down in the 150.
Right. Thanks for taking my comment. Good show.
God bless. Thanks very much, Susan. Okay, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest, of course, Dr. Richard Garak and Kirk McKenzie. Kirk, do you have a comment at all at this point?
Well, just, again, Dr. Garak did a phenomenal job here. I just encourage everybody to go to the Defend Rural America website, watch the documentary where you can see Dr. Jarek and other people from Siskiyou County is telling you the full story in their own words. It's really a remarkable story, and I think it begins to reach people. There's also the sheriff's panel, and that video is on the same page. So that's all I would say.
I think it's so vitally important, that, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand there is an agenda out there. Most people do not know what's going on because the newspapers are not going to tell you. If they do, they're going to slant it. They're going to call people who are, you know, fighting the government. Oh, why they're against the little fishies. And, you know, they're just the radicals, the extremists. And, of course, we have all the scientists. The scientists are on our side. And the truth of the matter is, it's phony science. It's being used. They prostituted themselves because they have an agenda. And that is to drive the people off the land. When you understand that, the spotted owl scam makes sense. The coho scam makes sense. They want to tear out the dams so they can limit access to electricity. They want, of course, to convince us that burning fossil fuels is bad, so we will not be able to produce electricity from that means. They want to convince us that nuclear power is bad. They want to convince us that geothermal power is impractical. And so basically, and they've already signed an agreement that says that by the year 2050, we will reduce fossil fuel emissions by 80%. What they're talking about is deindustrializing America, whereas, of course, China and the other developed countries are going to be allowed to continue polluting and, of course, to simply transfer manufacturing there so they can lower the living standards of the American people. And most people say, why would people want to do that? Well, if you don't believe they want to, I suggest you read Foreign Affairs magazine, December of last year, an article by Richard Haass there in the December 2010 issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, where he tells you they want to lower our living standards and bring austerity to the American people. Read Mortimer Zuckerman, of course, his article in the USA and USA and World Report, US and World Report, and because that was the last issue, December of 2010, he tells exactly the same thing. They want to lower living standards and bring austerity to the American people. Most people find that so difficult to believe, but there really are people who have a different world vision. I mean, this really, in many respects, Dr. Jarek, doesn't make sense. How do we make any sense out of it?
Well, we really can't make any sense out of it. And, you know, the CO2 emission thing, that's probably the biggest scam that's been perpetrated on the people of our planet. Do you realize that when the Krakatoa erupted so many decades in the past, it released more carbon dioxide from that one event than we have since the beginning of our industrial civilization? Every 1 degree rise in the Pacific Ocean temperature releases more carbon dioxide than we produce the entire year. And the Pacific Ocean, according to the data that I've been able to accumulate since 1950, has risen anywhere from 7 to 10 degrees. This is a historic event. I mean, if you go all the way back to the 1700s when they first started measuring the temperature of the Pacific Ocean and recording them, you basically have a flat line all the way up until 1950. In 1950, it started to slowly rise. In 1970, it took a tremendous leap, and it's been rising ever since. Now, in 2010 was the first year that it showed a slight drop. And believe it or not, the state of Washington had finally a decent run of salmon. Just a 1 degree drop in the temperature was enough to bring the salmon back down to Washington.
And I think it's vitally important that people understand what Dr. Chirac is saying at this point. And basically the fact that the CO2 is absorbed into the salt, into the water of the oceans. It's sort of like if you have a Coke, you know, and you heat a bottle of Coke. What happens? Why? Of course, the CO2 comes out and out of solution. And when you take the top off the bottle, well, the CO2 comes out. But if you were to heat it, why, of course, the bottle would explode. If the CO2 could get off, well, this is what happens in the ocean. You heat the oceans, the CO2 rises. But the CO2 doesn't rise and produce the increased heat. And the CO2 rises because the heat is there, and then we get an increase in CO2. But if you understand that CO2 makes only at the present time, about 0.03%. That's not 3%. That's not 0.3%. It's 0.03%. 0.038% of the atmosphere is CO2. It's up from 0.028 to 0.38%. And we're supposed to believe this is producing global warming. How have they been able to sell that to the American people, Dr. Chirac?
Just a great advertising campaign, because there's absolutely, in my mind, in the research I have done, there is no qualification to jump up and down about global warming as a result of what we do in our industrial civilization.
I think you're absolutely right. Right now we have Ed calling from upstate New York. Ed, do you have a quick comment?
Yes. I keep wondering if the theory of evolution being taught in the schools and every place, if this has an effect upon how people think, because I think that classifying humans as animals, and that is that all the animals have just as much right as we have to be on the land, and so that's why they are taking us and placing us in that same category, and trying to replace human presence with animals.
I think you're absolutely right. Dr. Chirac, would you have any comment on that?
Well, if we go ahead and talk about intelligence, actually, the human race only falls in the number 5 position on our planet. And that's based on the size of brains, the complexity of the brains, and most importantly, the corpus callosum, which connects the various hemispheres of the brain. And the number one creature on our planet that has the largest four-lobe brain, it's the only creature on our planet with a four-lobe brain, is a sperm whale.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Okay, fine. There you have it, Ed. But thanks very much for...
Well, one other comment that I might make, and that is, in the Bible, man was created in the image of God and was to have dominion over the earth, and have responsible dominion over the animals in that kingdom. And they were not supposed to be classified as animals.
Well, unfortunately, that's the way it is today. That's what's taught in our schools. And, of course, they're not allowed to teach about God in our schools after all. That is unconstitutional, un-American. And, of course, if you believe that, why you believe all you brought.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
You need to get, certainly, the Agenda 21. We actually have the original publication put out by the United Nations. We have the one that was originated here in Santa Cruz because it was written and experimented on here in Santa Cruz, where I live, before it was ever accepted by the United Nations. And we have the original Agenda 21 as well. We have my syllabus on sustainable development, where we have, of course, a summary of the global biodiversity assessment, and there are three basic components of this whole Agenda 21. One is the Earth Charter, one is Agenda 21, and certainly the third is the global biodiversity assessment, put out in 1994, actually, as a result of the second Earth Summit meeting in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, where this whole diabolical plan was laid out. And you need to hear my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government. You need to get our sustainable development syllabus. You need to get our sustainable development four-tape set. Nothing has really changed. We have a great book on this whole issue. It's written by our good friend Arlene Cole. It's called By Stealth and Deception. Now, there's so many different aspects of this, certainly stealth, so-called the smart meters is part of this. Arlene has written an excellent book on smart meters, and then we have a four-tape set on smart meters. You have to understand what they're doing. You have to understand where chemtrails fit into this, or contrails, call it what you will. Weather modifications, Sydney. You have to understand that they are spraying. We have a great DVD called What in the World Are They Spraying? What in the world are they spraying? Going into this whole concept of geoengineering. And they are geoengineering the atmosphere. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our trees and our vegetables and our fruits. They're poisoning, certainly, the animals. They know that certainly when they biopsy the skins of some whales recently, they were actually, the aluminum in the skin had gone up 2,000%. Where are the environmentalists when we need them? They're not there because they're paid very well actually push this agenda to destroy humanity. And one of the things that's destroying it is aluminum toxicity. Now, we have an excellent DVD on aluminum. It was certainly a talk that was given by our good friend, Dr. David Aub. And aluminum is one of the most toxic substances in the world. And yet, of course, it's most people don't understand it. You need to get that DVD by Dr. David Aub on aluminum. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California. I should say, if you want to get the items, that would be 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We got so many telephone numbers, it's hard to keep track of them all. Our website is radioliberty.com. You can go there and listen to our programs. It's in the, 24 hours a day by the computer, on an iPhone, iPad. If you have a regular telephone, you can hear us at 1-760 LOWSS11. That's 1-760-LOWSS11. You listen 24 hours a day. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 30 January 2012. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Monday. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope you did something special for yourself, for someone else, and perhaps got some things done. Isn't that what we always like to do after the weekend's over with, is we always say, I didn't do enough. Well, I hope you had a very good weekend and did something special and enjoyed it. Beautiful weather, I hope, in your area. Looks like we kind of missed the bullet for the winter. A lot of people saying the United States missed the winter. Well, we've not had much snow for the skiing areas, and it has been a little strange, but at the same time, it was over 50 below in Fairbanks. They did not dodge the bullet. That's for sure. Well, in the news, obviously everyone is wanting to know what is the latest on the hearing that was held in Atlanta, Georgia.